Gray and school district attorney Elizabeth Einen-Kokerda came under fire after reports that they knew about inappropriate emails sent by Nancy Sebring for up to 3 weeks before Sebring resigned as incoming superintendent. She resigned June 2nd after emails surfaced showing Sebring sent sexually explicit messages from her Des Moines Public Schools account. Justin Wayne was one of the four board members who voted to remove Gray as president, calling it an issue of accountability.
How can we as a board vote at a hearing of a student who violates policy to uphold the administrative discipline when we ourselves want to uphold the discipline of our own policy? The policy of voting on something that you are involved in, the policy of breaking the fiduciary duty, which is in our policy to each board member.
Board member Shirley Tyree supported Gray. Tyree called the issue a distraction.
I don't know why, and I've thought about it, I really don't know why we weren't told things. We were given reasons as to why. It doesn't make sense to me the more I go over it. But I can't turn on someone and say, you made a mistake, I'm casting you away.
It would have required 8 votes to remove Gray as president. Instead, 8 votes were cast in favor of keeping her as the board leader. Joining Wayne in voting to remove Gray as president were Sandra Jensen, Nancy Kratke, and Kirsten Bohr. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Katie Schubert.